Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Chet Amud Aleph. Gemara ended off yesterday discussing what the Havamina was in the Machloket that we thought we had between Rav Yehuda and Rav. And the Gemara said or concluded there that Be'irvu, when the Mavui and the Chatzer had made an Eruv together, then they argued in this statement of Rav Yosef, which was, Damar Rav Yosef lo shanu el shekala emtza rechava. That's only when the Mavui lands in the middle of the Rechava, aval kala litzidei Rechava asur. But if the Mavui empties out into the edges of the Rechava, then it doesn't work anymore. And the reason being that when it comes through the middle, you have to the left and to the right, you have spaces in the Rechava that makes it not look like a Mavui amifulash, as opposed to when you have it flush with the side of the Rechava, then there's one wall that's a continuum, goes straight through to the other side, and that really does look similar to a Mavui HaMifulash. We said that that was the machloka between them, that Rav Yehuda believed that Kala Lemtza is fine, and it's not called Mifulash, whereas Rav believed that even if it came into the middle, it was still called Mifulash, that was the Havamino, and the conclusion, everybody agrees that it's Mavui She'enu Mifulash, and that's the statement of Rav Yosef. Now we have a modification or qualification of Rabbah, and what's interesting is that it seems from the Gemara further on that Rabbah actually argues on Rav Yosef. That's Rav Yosef's statement, and that's it. When Rabbah comes and qualifies Rav Yosef's statement, he's actually arguing on Rav Yosef and saying it and framing it in a different way, which is Amar Rabbah, Hada Amart Le'emtza Rechava Mutar, that what you say when it comes into the middle of the Rechavat Mutar. If they're not in a parallel line, even if it's in the middle, it's asur, because that still looks like a mifulash. What we want is to have the breach into the Reshut HaRabim be offset from the entrance of the Mavui into the Rechava. That way it does not look like it's a mifulash. Now even there, it still has to be in the middle. It cannot be on the sides. If it's on the side, and as Rashi notes, it just looks like a Mavui Akum. Just looks like one of the Mavuot that are Akumot, where you're running along the wall. You make a turn, and then it exits out to Reshut HaRabim, which we said before, according to Rav, is Mifulash, according to Shmuel, is Satum. And if it's more than 10 Amot wide, the Rechava, then even according to Shmuel, it would be considered as Mifulash. So what we want it to be is down the middle, but offset from the opposite side of the breach into the Reshut HaRabim. And that's Rav's position, opposed to Rav Yosef, who seems to indicate that they could be parallel. You could have a breach in the wall that is opposite the entrance of the Mavui into the Rechava, and that would be totally fine. So Amar Rav Sharshia, Hada Amart, Ze Shloka Neged Ze Mutar, that which Rabbah said when they're not parallel or in line with each other, it's Mutar, Lo Amran El Rechava De Rabim. That's only when it enters into a Rechava that's owned by a number of people. We said before the Rechava is the backyard, the Chatzer is the courtyard where the Rova Tashmish was, where the houses emptied out into, their front doors went into. The Rechava was a backyard. Now if this backyard has shared ownership in it, it's still okay, we saw that from Rav Yehuda and from Rav, because people don't generally go there. Since people don't generally go there, it's not considered to be a place of the Rabim. But over here we're speaking about the ownership. The ownership has to be of Rabim, of multiple people. Rechava d'yachid, if it's owned by an individual, zimde d'mim melchala, sometimes he'll decide to expand his house, ubani la batim, and he'll build houses in the Rechava. He has the family, is growing, he wants to extend the house, one of his children gets married, he wants to build them a house behind his house. He'll put up a house over there, and what's going to end up happening is now, instead of the breach and the entrance of the Mavui into the Rechava being in the middle, once he builds the houses, they're going to, first of all, put it on the side, and number two is that it'll also make it into possibly a chatzer if those houses open up into that area. So we don't want you to use that Mavui entering into the Rechava that has a breach opposite it, if it isn't going into Rechava the Yachid, because in that instance, we're afraid of what might happen in the future. Now, you have to say that this is a common occurrence or something that normally happens, because otherwise, why would we be choshesh for something that happens in the future? It must be that something that people did on a regular basis, and therefore it'd be problematic. Where can I show you that we make such a distinction between multiple ownership of an area versus single ownership of an area? Damaravin barav adam rav yitzok. Maseh b'mavui echad. Had a case of a mavui shetzido echad kala liyam. One side of it was blocked by the ocean, by the river. Tzido acher kala l'ashpa. The other side was blocked in by a garbage dump. Uba maseh lifnei rabi. Now according to Rashi, or the way Rashi sees it, is that it had no mechitzot. This is a mavui leading into the chatzei road. The mavui on one side has opened to Reshut HaRabim. On the other side, it has the chatzei road. And the two edges where you normally would have mechitzot for the mavui, one side is the yam, acting as a mechitza, and the other side is the ashpa, acting as a mechitza. There are others who want to argue that it's the yam and the ashpa at the two ends. meaning that they block the mavoy on the two ends. So the Rishonim want to say that. We're going to follow Rashi's interpretation that they are the two side walls of the mavoy, and they're functioning as the side walls of the mavoy. So it came to Rabbi Lomar Ba Lo Heter Lo Isur. He wasn't willing to be matirit, and he wasn't willing to be osirit. Isur Lomar Ba Dai Kaimi Mechitzot. He didn't want to say it's a sur. Put up a lechi, and it'll be fine, because it's a mavoy that has two mechitzot on each side. It's open to Rishut Rabbim. You put a lechi over there, and it's a fine mavoy with a lechi on it. A heter lo amar ba, but he didn't want to be matir. Chayshin and shemen tinatel ashpa. He was afraid that they would rear the garbage dump. Lehayam sirton, or the other possibility is that the river, the ocean, would spit up, shift, and bring up debris and deposit it right next to the mavoy, and it would end up creating a beachhead there that would extend or push the yam away from the mavoy, and there would no longer be the yam as a wall on that side of the mavoy. Where it says, Umichashina and Shemitina Tel Ashpa, we really choshesh that the garbage dump is going to be removed. Vatnan, we have a Mishnah Ashpa Birshut Arabim Gvoa Yud Fachim. You have a garbage dump in the Rishut Arabim that is 10 Fachim high. Chalon Shal Gaba. If you have a window from a person's residence into that garbage dump, Zorkim Labi Shabbat, you can throw out garbage from your window into the garbage dump on Shabbat. That is because the dump is higher than 10 Fachim, Rishut Arabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim is a makom tur. And since you're zorek, you're throwing at a makom tur, that's not a problem. So you throw from the shuti yachid into this makom tur, and it lands on the top of the dump. No problem at all. Tosafot says that there's some that have the girsay or shofchim, not to throw it, but actually pouring it out directly into the garbage dump. But either way, we don't worry about the garbage dump disappearing over here. We assume it's going to stay around, and we let you throw the garbage out. Or we don't assume that it's going to become lower than 10 tefachim. That's going to be a problem. Alma. Why don't we say that there's a problem? So Amashani ben Ashba, Terabim Lashba di Yachid. It must be because we differentiate between a individual's garbage dump and a public garbage dump. So therefore, why the public garbage dump? We don't assume it's going to move. We assume it's going to stay there and nobody's going to clear it out. So then you can throw it out your window into the garbage dump on Shabbat. On the other hand, by this case of the Mavoy by Rabbi, he thought the garbage dump might get moved because it was an individual's garbage dump, and then we're afraid he'll change his mind and he'll clear out the garbage dump. Hachanami, in our case also, Shani ben Rechava de Rabim, when there's multiple ownership of the Rechava, where we don't assume they're going to build houses there because it's a joint ownership, it's nobody's individual property. The Rechava de Yachid, where we do worry about somebody putting up houses, and therefore we don't allow someone to carry within that mavoy with a lechi on the other end, because we're afraid that the status or the structure of the Rechava will change by putting up houses, and then it'll make it that the entrance from the mavoy into the Rechava will be on the wall and not in the middle anymore. Rabbanan Mai, what do the Rabbanan think? Rabbi said he didn't want to pass in Yisra Heta. What do the Rabbanan think? Amar Rav Yosef bar Rav Dime Tana Chachamim Osrim. Chachamim say that it's asur. Amar Rav Nachman Alocha Gedivrei Chachamim. The Alocha is like the Chachamim that it's asur. Igad Amre Amar Rav Yosef bar Rav Dime Tana Chachamim Matirim. That they were willing to be matir in this case of the mavoy that has the garbage dump on one side and the yam on the other side. Amar Rav Nachman in Alocha Gedivrei Chachamim. That Alocha is not like the Chachamim in that case, and therefore we are lechumra and we are oser. We don't allow someone to use that mavoy or put up a lechi because we're afraid that the area or the topography there will change, and because of that we don't allow you to make it into a mavoy that's carryable, because there must be this high likelihood that either water is going to spit up some debris and create a beachhead that'll distance the water from the mavoy, or the garbage dump will be cleared and you won't have one of the mechitzot anymore. Mremar, pasik la lesura be'ozle. He, in surah, went ahead and put up netting across all the mivaot that emptied out into the water. So they had these mivaot throughout surah, that one side of them faced to the Rishut Rabim, and the other side emptied out into the yam. So that would have made it into a mavoy she'enu mifulash, and you'd be sufficient to have a lechi on the side that faces the Rishut Rabim, because the yam will act as the mechitza on that back wall. But he says, Amar Hashina Shemiyalayam Sirton. He was afraid of what we said before, that the water would spit up some debris and create a beachhead along that side, and therefore the mavoy would no longer have a lechitza on that side and would become a mavoy ha mifulash. So in order to avoid that problem, he put up netting across the sides of the mivaot that faced the water to create a mechitza on that side, and therefore it remained a mavoy satum even without the water. How mavoy akum dava b'surah. So there was this mavoy akum shaped like an L in surah. This is the type of mavoy akum that we saw before or previously. Machloket Rav and Shmuel, whether that's called mifulash or not. Korach budya otivu bei beokumumite. They rolled up a reed mat, and then they placed it right in the turn or the corner of the mavoy akum. Amar Rav Chista, hello, Rav, velo Shmuel. That doesn't solve your problem either way. That's not like Rav and not like Shmuel. Rav says it's a mavuya mifudash, and therefore requires turat petach in the middle and a lechi on each end. And Shmuel says that it's mavuy satum, but he still believes that you need, even though it's a mavuy satum, you need a lechi on either end. Here you're putting the lechi in the middle. And even according to Rashi back on Vovo and Aleph, where the other opinion that you need a lechi in the middle, you still need lechaim at the two ends, which they didn't have here. So you end up not having like Rav and not like Shmuel. Rav, damar Torah tok mufalash, tzureta petach bay. You need a tzureta petach in the middle, plus you need lechaim at the two ends. The Shmuel, damar Torah tok is satum. He thinks that it's satum. Hani mili lechi ma'alio. You need a real lechi there. Aval hai, given the noshi beziko, v'shadile. Here, the wind comes and blows it away. It's going to take it away. It's really not going to be a lechi. Lo klomo, it's nothing. If he puts in a nail in there, or he puts something in there to hold it in place so the wind can't blow it away, peg or a nail to keep it in place, then it'll be fine, because once it's attached, it's attached. So in the end, we have to assume here that they did put lechaim at the two ends. By putting lechaim at the two ends, now when you attach the lechi in the middle, it works, the Divrei Shmuel. The Divrei Shmuel thinks it's a Mavoi Satum. Now this lechi in the middle will function as a lechi, and if you have lechaim at the two ends that enter into the Shuter Abim, that will be fine. According to the Rebbeim of Rashi, according to the way Rashi brought originally, that you still need these lechim alya, you still need lechaim at the two ends. So the sikhta doesn't do anything. If you peg it in, it'll be a good lechi, but you have to put it in the right place, which would be at the ends. Gufa, Amarav, Mavoy Shnifratz Mimloo the Chatzer. You have a Mavoy that broke open into a Chatzer, Vinifritz a Chatzer Kenegdo, and then on the Chatzer on the other side has a breach into the Shuter Abim, the case that we talked about yesterday. Chatzer Muteret, the Chatzer is fine, whereas the Mavoy is Asur. The Mavoy is Asur because of the Chatzer. The Chatzer itself is problematic for the Mavoy because the Chatzer is a place that is Asur to carry around unless there is an Eruv. And so because of that, the Mavoy is Asur. If you made an Eruv between them, then it would have been Mutar. So I'm going to say Rabba Bar Ula Rabbibi Bar Abai. Rabbi Lo Mishnatenu Hizu. Rabbi, isn't this our Mishnah? Chatzer Ktana. You have a small courtyard. Shenifrit Sadeh Gdola, that broke into a larger courtyard. Gdola Muteret. Uktana Asura. The bigger courtyard is Mutar. Whereas the smaller courtyard is Asur. Mipnei Shehi Kipitcha Shel Gdola. Because it's like a doorway between the Gdola and the Ktana. You have here a small courtyard that is adjacent to a larger courtyard. They share a common wall between them, but one of them is bigger than the other. So the common wall only extends for a portion of the middle, and on the outer edges, the larger one extends further out than the smaller one. The wall between them falls, collapses entirely. So now when you look at the Tana, the smaller courtyard, three of the mechitzot are intact, the fourth mechitzah is completely missing, and it's open into the Chatzer Gdola. From the Chatzer Gdola's perspective, it has three mechitzot intact. On the fourth mechitzah, there's a breach in the middle. It has a piece to each side where it extends beyond the Ktana, and then the middle piece is missing. So for the Gdola, as long as that breach is less than 10 amot, it'll be like a petach, it'll be like a doorway. Since it's a doorway, the Chatzer Gdola can be considered separate, and since it's separate, they can make an Eruv. If they had an Eruv amongst them, they can carry in the Chatzer Gdola and not be impacted by the Ktana. On the other hand, for the Ktana, they don't have that ability because the Ktana lost its entire wall, lost its fourth wall facing the Gdola. And when it did that, the Gdola now has access to it. And because of that, it remains a Surah. You can't do anything because we don't look at it as a Petach. The Gemara further on will discuss exactly the nature of these walls and what's there. So he says, isn't this the same exact case? Here, by our case, you have a chatzer and you have a mavoy. For the chatzer, the entrance to the mavoy is exactly that, an entranceway, and that's why the chatzer remains muteret. For the mavoy has lost the whole back wall into the chatzer, and that's why it's problematic, because it's missing a wall and it completely empties out into the chatzer. So why do I need the statement of Rav if we already have something similar in the Mishnah? If we only had that Mishnah of chatzer gdola and chatzer ktana, I would think that's only true when it's not a thoroughfare. People don't traverse that area. I would think that even the chatzer would be problematic. So that gamash malon, that we still say the chatzer is muteret, even though now with the mavoy, people are going to enter from one end of the mavoy, cross through the chatzer, and exit into the Rishut Rabim on the other side. Despite that fact, the chatzer remains muteret because we still view the mavoy as not being a part of the chatzer. First of all, because it's a doorway. Number two, nifritza, it broke down. And since it broke down the wall, the Mavui really didn't have rights in the Chatzer. And so because of that, the Chatzer remains Mutar, according to Rashi, according to Tosafot. It might function like a Lechi, because it's near a Vachutz, Ve'lo Mimifnim, which again, which is a sugya coming up in tomorrow's daf. Va'anami Tanino. But that din we already know also. Chatzer Sharim Nichnasim Labzu, V'yotzim Labzu. If you have a Chatzer that has a doorway to Rishut Rabim on one side, and a doorway to Rishut Rabim on the other side, and people traverse the Chatzer, it's a Rishut Rabim for Tumah, because by Tumah, the governing or rule is that it has to be a private area, something that is nistar, like a sota. We learn out all the dinim of Tumah from sota. And just like by a sota, nobody else is around. That's when it's Rishut Yachid. Over here, when people are moving through there all the time, that's not called the Rishut Yachid. Therefore, it has a din of Rishut Rabim for Tumah. That has a nafkaminot, because whenever we have a safek Tumah, Birshut Rabim, we go to Kula, and we say it's Tahor. If it's a safek Tumah, Birshut Yachid, we go to Chumra, and we say that it is Tameh. So here it'll be classified as a Rishut Rabim for Tumah, and we go Safek Bekula. Nevertheless, for Shabbat, it'll be classified as a Rishut Yachid. So here you have a place where the Rabim is Bokeh Abba. They walk through it from side to side, and it's still classified as a Chatzer. It's still classified as a Rishut Yachid. So we know that din also from this Mishnah. So when it says, Imi Hotam Avamina Hani Milezeh Shelo Keneged Zeh, that's only true if the entrance to the Chatzer is not parallel with the exit to the Chatzer into the Rishut Rabim on the other side. Aval zeh keneged zeh, if they were exactly parallel to each other, aval zeh keneged zeh, malo, maybe not. And that's what Rav comes to teach you. Rav's din comes to teach us, even when they're directly opposite each other, that works. So now, that will work well for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, who says, when the breach is in the middle, and they're parallel, it's not called Mavoya Mifulash. But the Rabbo, who says that even when the breach is in the middle, they cannot be parallel, they cannot be directly opposite each other, the marzeh keneged zeh asur. What's he going to say? The Rav b'may mukila. What's he going to say up the case of Rav to be a chiddush that we can't derive already from the Mishnayot? Mukila b'zeh shlo keneged zeh. You're going to set it up that it's not opposite each other? Tarte lamali. Why do I need the Mishnah and Rav statement to teach me the same din? That when you have non-parallel doorways into a chatzer, that chatzer still remains muteret. So when it says, imi atam avamina ani milidizrok, I would say that's only to throw things into that area. Aval l'teltel eimalo. That mina Torah, it'll be classified as a Rishut Yachid. So if you throw from Rishut Yachid into there, you won't be culpable because mina Torah is a Rishut Yachid. But midura banan, it would still remain asur, and it would be asur l'teltel there. So along comes Rav, Kamash Malan, that not only is it a Rishut Yachid d'oraita, it's a Rishut Yachid d'rabanan. And it is mutar l'teltel shama. So even going to Rav, but there's a chiddush in Rav's statement to teach us that this chatzer is muteret. Itmar, mavoy hasui kenadal. You have a mavoy that is made like a caterpillar or a centipede, which means that it has a center mavoy that runs through the middle. And then branching off to the sides, there are little mivaot that branch off from that center trunk. This is the way Rashi explains it. You can see a picture in Tosafot that seems somewhat similar to what Rashi says. Tosafot just points out that the side areas that go out to mivaot cannot be opposite each other, because otherwise they would become mivaot amifulashot. And that would present you'd need surat petach, which we don't have over here just because they're mifulashot. So Tosafot says that the side legs are offset from each other. In Rashi, it sounds like that even the center mavoy only is open on one side. In one place, Rashi sounds like it's open on two sides. In the other Rashi's, it sounds like it's only open on one side. So now this mavoy asui kinadal amra bayosit surat petach lagadol, make a surat petach to the entrance of that center line of the mavoy gadol. V'anach kulo mishtaru belechi v'korah, and the side mivaot and exit to the Rishut Rabim, all of them get a lechi and a korah on each side, and that'll be fine. Who are you subscribing to? Whose position? Kishmuel. You're saying it like Shmuel. Damar Tarotoki Satum. You're making it have a din of Satum. Lamalei Tzurata Petach. If it's a Satum, then why do you need a Tzurata Petach at all? You could do Lechi and Korah on everything. V'od. Haho Mavuyakum Dava Minarda. There was this Mavuyakum Minarda. V'chashula Derav. And they worried about the position of Rab. It's not surprising that they worried about Shmuel's position because it was the city of Shmuel, Narda. But the fact that they worried about Rav's position and they put a Tzurat HaPetach there indicates that even by a Mavuy Akum, they were Choshesh for Shitat Rav in the city of Shmuel. If you're passing like Shmuel, then you should also be Choshesh for Rav and put up a Tzurat HaPetach. But a Tzurat HaPetach, not just to the entrance way of the main Mavuy, but you should have Tzurat HaPetach and on the side Mivaot, because you have to, as we said before, at the turn of the Mavoy Akum, you need to have the Tzurat HaPetach. And that would mean that you need a Tzurat HaPetach in the smaller Mivot. As they enter into the bigger Mivot, you need a Tzurat HaPetach on that side. And you need a Lechi and a Korah on the outer edges that go out towards the Rishut HaRabim. El Amar Rava, Usid Tzurat HaPetach Lukulu, the High Gisa. No, the way you have to deal with this centipede of a Mavoy is to put a Tzurat HaPetach on the inner side of all the smaller Mivot. Bidach Gisa, and the outer edges, Mishtaru Balechi Vikora can either use a Lechi or Korah that faces Rishut Rabim. And again, from the center line of the Mavui Gadol, over there you'd put a Tzuret Petach on one side, and depending if it's open on the other side or not, that would mean you put a Lechi and Korah on the other side, or it was closed off, there wouldn't be anything to need it to be put on the other side. That's the way Rashi explains it. There's some of the Rishonim that explain that this centipede is not a Mavoi Gadol that has a trunk down the middle, but rather it's on one side is the Mavoi Gadol, and then to one of the sides, not to both sides, there are these smaller Mavot that come off of it. Again, the din would be the same, it's just not on both sides. They might be trying to address Tosafot's issue, which is that they shouldn't be Mefula Shot from side to side. Tosafot deals with that by offsetting the smaller Mavot and saying that they don't face each other, so therefore they're not Mefula Shot. Amar Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Bar Mumei. So Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa said in the name of Rav Kahana Bar Mumei, Mishmei de Rav Kahana Bar Malkio. From Kahana Bar Malkio, Mishmei de Rav Kahana, Rabbe de Rav. In the name of Rav Kahana, who is the Rebbe of Rav, the alternative girsa that the Bach brings is that Mishmei de Rav Kahana Rabba. Not that he was the Rebbe of Rav, but Rav Kahana Rabba, the big or the great Rav Kahana. Vamila, Rav Kahana Bar Malkio, Hainu Rav Kahana Rabbe de Rav, that Rav Kahana Bar Malkio was the Rebbe of Rav, the Rav Kahana was the Rebbe of Rav, or according to the Girsa of the Bach, that was Rav Kahana Rabba. So what they said was Mavoi. Shetzido echad aruch, v'tzido acher katzar. You have a Mavoi, which, again, the walls of the Mavoi are shaped like a U. It's a normal Mavoi with mechitzot on three sides. But as you get to the entranceway or exit from that Mavoi towards Rishut Rabim, one of the walls extends further than the other wall. They're not parallel entirely, the walls. One goes out and extends further than the other wall. So how do I deal with such a situation? So if it's Pachot Mi'arba Amot, if the extension of the one wall is less than 4 amot away from the other wall, then Meniach Dekorah B'Lachson, you put the beam across on a diagonal, and you can carry up until the beam. On the longer side to further out, on the shorter side to closer in, you can carry out. Arba Amot, on the other hand, if there's 4 amot between the longer wall of the Mavoi and the shorter wall of the Mavoi, you can no longer put it on an angle, you have to then put it across from the shorter wall to the longer wall, and that will be the end of the area in the Mavoi that you can carry. Because once you've gotten to the point where it is Arba Amot, at that point in time, it already becomes like a separate reshut. And as it becomes a separate reshut, we don't want you putting a korah across that separate reshut. So Rav Amar, echad zeh v'echad zeh no meniach et ha-korah, ela keneged katzar. It doesn't matter if it's more than 4 amot, less than 4 amot, you cannot put the korah on a diagonal. Ve'ema tamed didi, I'll explain my position. Ve'ema tamed didi du, and I'll explain their position. Ema tamed didi, I'll explain my position. Korah taima mai. What's the reason for a korah? Mishum hekera. It's a heker. Ubalachson, lavi heker, and a korah on an angle is not a heker. Ve'imatayim didhu, I'll explain their position. Korah mishum mai, mishum mechitza. They think the korah is acting as another wall there. Ubalachson, nami havi mechitza, and on an angle it'll be a mechitza. But again, it'll only be a mechitza if it's within the 4 amot, because in that case, it's still considered to be a part of the original mavoi. It's not considered beyond the mavoi. Once you get beyond 4 amot, it looks like it's a totally new area or space beyond the mavoi. And there we won't allow you to use the alachson, the akora on an angle. You'll have to bring it to the point where the katsar, where the shorter one ends, and run it straight across to the longer side. And you'll only be able to carry as far as the shorter side, and the remainder will be outside of the area of the mavoi that you're allowed to carry. Amar Rav Kahana, hol ushmaitata de Kahanehi. Since this memro came down from many Rav Kahanas, imbova miltum. Let me add something to it, because I'm a Rav Kahana as well. Hadar mart meniach korah b'lachson. That you can put the korah on a diagonal, amar elish ein b'lachson, you'll tear me yeser. That's only if the hypotenuse on which the beam sits is less than 10 amot. Avayesh b'lachson, you'll tear me yeser. Diviakoyin meniach el keneged katzar. If it's wider or longer the hypotenuse than 10 amot, we won't allow you to put it on the diagonal. You'll have to put it then straight across from the shorter end to the longer side, with leaving out that longer extension. That is because up to 10 amot is considered to be a petach, a doorway. So we'll allow you to put up the korah on the angle as long as it's less than 10 amot, because then it'll still be classified as a petach. Once it becomes larger than 10 amot, it's no longer a petach, it's a breach, almost, in the side of the mavoi, and not a doorway anymore, and that will not work. You'll have to be ma'at. You have to close it in order to make it less than 10, and that we saw in the Mishnah already. If it's greater than 10, you have to close it in, because we don't allow doorways for greater than 10 amot. Now the Gemara asks, Ibayu Malish Tamesh Tachara Korah. Gemara now asks a question, which we'll continue with tomorrow. We'll just introduce the topic now, which is, once you have a Korah there, what does the Korah do for you? Does the Korah allow you to carry to the outside of the Korah, or only to the inside edge of the Korah? So the Gemara here brings a machloket. Rav, v'Rabchiyah, v'Rabbi Yochanan, all three of them believe, Mutar Lish Tamesh Tachara Korah. You can use the Korah all the way to the outer edge of the Korah, and you can take things even underneath the Korah, carry underneath the Korah. It's still a hekir till its outer edge. Shmuel, who is the Bar Plukta of Rav. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, who is a Bar Plukta of Rav Chiya. They're both Amidim of Rabbi, his son, and Rabbi Chiya. They're Bar Plukta. So here, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, and Rav Shimon Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shimon Lakish is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but they were peers. And Rav Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, and they say, you may not use under the Korah. This is what they're arguing about. That the reason for Korah is a distinguishable end to the Mavui. The other group thinks that it's a dinim mechitza. So if you think it's for Heker, it's a Heker until the outer edge of the Korah. If you think it's a mechitza, it's functioning as a mechitza, then the inner edge comes down, and that is what makes the mechitza, the inner edge of the board. And the Gemara says, "Lo, the kuli alma kora mishum heker. Kora is for heker. V'achakam miflegei. Masarei kera mila gav. Masarei kera mila bar." It's a machloket about where the heker is. Is the heker in the korah from the inner edge or the outer edge? But they both agree that it's there simply to be a distinguishing place marker between the mavui and the reshut harabim. Or they both agree it's mechitza. Just question, how does the mechitza work here? Is the chodo apnim? Is the inner edge of the board come down and that's the mechitza, or is it the outer edge of the board that comes down and that is the mechitza? And that'll be the machloket between them. And then we have a statement by Rav Chista. Rav Chista, anything between the lechayim is asur. Now, truthfully, you don't need two lechis in most cases. You only need one lechi. Ben lechayim means in general. Lechayim in general. Past the inner edge of the lechi, you may not carry. Everybody agrees to that. While they disagree by Korah, they all agree by lechi. And as Tosfos points out, the difference being that a korah has a minimum width of a tefach, so there is something to the width of a korah, there's significance to it. Whereas by a lechi can be a kol shu. And since a lechi can be a kol shu, then there's no significance to talking about inner edge, outer edge. It just means the inside, lechi is the end. And therefore everybody agrees that it's the inner edge that is the closure of that area. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with this tomorrow.